This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember how, after the financial crisis, investment banking as a career was supposed to have been so 2006, and then all the new college graduates were headed to Silicon Valley and tech jobs? The glamour jobs had changed coasts, as it were. Except it wasn't. According to the Financial Times, Goldman Sachs got more than 250,000 applications for this summer's 2,000 openings. Other Wall Street banks report similar trends as well. Gigi Duban has more now on why so many are so undeterred.
You'd think the 2008 banking industry meltdown would have left college students and grads with one gut instinct: run. Run far away.
But in fact, it didn't, and students had an increasing interest in going in that direction.
That's Monica Buta, Director of Employer Relations at Johns Hopkins University's Career Center. She says engineering and IT jobs are still top destinations for students. But interest in investment banking there, she says, has been robust.
Very, very steady interest from students in careers in financial services, and particularly Wall Street.
She says for the past 5 years, firms like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup have been among the school's top 10 employers. And they're selective employers. Citigroup says of its applicants, only 2.7% were hired.
They're really trying to actually attract that same top talent pool that Google has been so successful and Amazon so successful in attracting.
That's Mark Williams, professor of finance at Boston University. He says banks are doing that not only by paying well, as they always have, but also trying to make it less of a grind.
Today, I think the view is that, you need to be compensated for the work hours, but also in particular, you need a lifestyle.
Better work-life balance is great, but Williams says the increase in interest might also just be a numbers game. Fewer banks and plenty of graduates still up for the challenge of making the big bucks. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.